Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 3:33, I'm very pleased this came together quickly, and that's the way the best things happen, just kind of magically. The guy that I have kind of known at a far orbit distance now for three decades and watched the work he's done and just applauded every step of the way, Mike Rowe is joining us today. Hello, Mr. Rowe.
Wow, mister.
Yeah.
That's what three decades gets you, I guess.
Yes, it does. You have consistent success, unlike the rest of us who will fall and then try and get up and then fall again or get knocked down. But, you know, we're still getting up. That's the key.
Always the key, man.
It is. Mike, I have to tell you, many things you do I appreciate, but none I appreciate so much as the regular podcast you do, The Way I Heard It. And it's it's a great variety of interesting stories. And I think your gift for telling a story and pulling a story out of people is amazing. And I will tell you, the one person that really surprised me, because he's kind of hard to, in my experience, to get the story out of when you only know him a little bit, is Bill Whittle. What a great episode that you had with
him. Glad you liked it.
Oh, they're all good. Everything you've done, you have Jimmy Failla that you got to spend time with him. He's on this radio station. And to watch his success is magical, too. Now, was your interest in Jimmy Failla because he kind of came out of the working man thing with the cab driver?
That's a big part of it. You know, I was in New York a few months ago and making the rounds, promoting our scholarship thing. And Jimmy expressed an interest. He had a new show, and he asked me if I'd like to pop on. And I was in the building. I said, sure. We laughed for about a half hour, and I knew of him. But, you know, Jimmy's like a lot of guys that are out there, Mike. They've got a great work ethic, and they have a great attitude. And they're on their way, you know, and it's noisy these days. And there are a lot of people trying to clamor for a toehold in this crazy industry. And when I come across, you know, Tyrus is the same way. These are interesting people with a real point of view. And I was more than happy to have him on the podcast and laugh some more.
Yeah, he does bring the laughter every single time. I just randomly ran into him at the auto show last week on press day, and you can't help but laugh because everywhere you look, there's something that's going to spark a funny to happen.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe, you said you've been making the rounds. I saw you on with Aaron Burnett the other day. I see you regularly pop in here and there. And have you been on with Cuomo, or is that coming up?
That's coming up, although I have been on recently. I'll be in New York again later next week, and we're doing a whole hour dedicated to the trades. I don't know how closely you're following the headlines in the foundation part of my world, but there have been some real, I'll just say it's kind of exciting data. I don't get excited about data as a rule, but we've been talking a lot about the reinvigoration of the skilled trades and the growing suspicion a lot of Gen Z has around the traditional four-year diploma route. And as you know, I've been at this about 16, 17 years, and it's high time people started to think rationally about the cost of an education.
Well, it's certain. Well, I think once they start getting the monthly bills and they look at how long it's going to take to pay off, if they pay it off themselves and it's not forgiven, they suddenly think, what did I do in those 4 years? I might have been able to spend a couple of years in trade school and then I'd be a couple of years on my way to a successful career for the rest of my life. I have a golf addiction, Mike. I play golf every weekend with the same group of guys, same three guys. One of them's a retired Navy vet. The other one was a guy who puts in windows and doors. And the other one's had his own little auto mechanic shop that his dad started 30 years ago, and he runs it now. The guys in the trade business are the biggest earners in the foursome, I will tell you that. So
they probably have the best stories too, Mike. And by the way, you don't have a golf addiction. You have a people addiction. You know, I've known you for a while too, and you're attracted to people with stories and people who you can learn something from. And if you get to hit a golf ball around while you're doing all that, great. But, like people tend to find each other in this world, whether they're on the golf course or not.
That's a very true assessment. I feel like I'm on the couch with a really good common sense psychologist here. Let's talk about it. It will. You know it. Let's talk about the foundation a little bit. You're getting ready to target, I guess, a big year for scholarships with Mike Rowe Works, and I think this is really exciting.
Thanks. We've been giving away a couple million bucks a year now for a while. We do it in the form of work ethic scholarships. We earmark that money for young men and women who want to learn a skill that's in demand. To say it another way, these are not scholarships for universities. These are scholarships for trade schools and apprenticeship programs. And we've assisted a couple thousand people over the last 15 years or so. Many of them have gone on to start their own businesses. Some are just happily working in their chosen field. But all of them, Mike, made an affirmative decision to learn a skill that was in demand. And that decision pays dividends, both in the money you save in a four-year degree and in the fact that you can start earning right away. The biggest thing that I'm excited about now is that we've really made an affirmative case and tried successfully, I think, to dispel a lot of the myths and the misperceptions and stigmas and stereotypes that keep people out of the trades. Those ideas are getting very wobbly, you know, and people are starting to think twice about not just the cost of a four-year degree, but the actual upside of learning how to weld. I don't know how many welders we've trained who are making six figures now, but more than a few. And so the more of those stories we can get out there, hopefully we can turn the ship around a little faster. And that's what this is. You know, when you're talking about perceptions and attitudes, it's like turning around an aircraft carrier at sea. It takes years to do it, but the evidence demands a verdict. And right now the evidence says there's real hope in the skilled trade, real opportunity in the trades. So that's the song I've been singing and the drum I've been beating, and I'm still doing it.
Well, and it's working, but you're not saying, hey, college is worthless. You're saying that there's value in everything, but you got to make sure you get the value. And there's value in trades, and there's value in education. You're not totally saying, hey, don't bother with college. You're kind of saying, take a good look.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm saying look at everything. You know, I mean, I'm sure there are people listening to this right now who would be and will be well-served by pursuing a four-year degree. God knows our country needs engineers and doctors and people who matriculate through the so-called higher education system. But when you promote one form of education as the best path for the most people, and that form of education just happens to be the most expensive, well, that's how you get $1.7 trillion of student loans on the books. That's how universities get permission to charge whatever they want for a diploma. And that's how you wind up with a skills gap. We got 10 million open jobs right now. Most of them don't require a four-year degree. They require training. So, yeah, we've kind of condemned ourselves to a certain kind of lunacy over the last few decades. Really, ever since we took shop class out of high school, we've really had our thumb on the scale. And you're starting to see now some of the unintended consequences of doing that.
Yeah, but as you said, now we're starting to see the change. Now you're starting to see people turn and realize repairing diesel engines, working on rigs, welding, electricians, plumbers. These are people who will never be out of work. Well, I know the diesel mechanics are worried about the EV thing. But generally, if you understand mechanics and how mechanical things work and you can fix them, you're never going to be out of work if you have a certain amount of skill and work ethic. That's always going to be there.
This is the thing that I think became readily apparent during the lockdowns. And, you know, we still got some PTSD from that whole crazy time. But one of the lessons that's starting to stick is that certain vocations are simply never going to be outsourced or replaced by robots or by AI. And those just happen to be the vocations that we celebrated on Dirty Jobs. And it's the same vocations that my foundation is focused on. And you don't need to take my word for it, really. You know, it's no longer a conversation about kids who need a useful set of skills getting hooked up with companies who have openings. It's not just that. Today, I get to ask your listeners questions like, how long do you want to wait for a plumber? How long do you want to wait for an electrician? You know, I challenge anybody to find one construction project going on in the housing market right now that's coming in on time. They're simply not there. And it's happening primarily. I mean, there were some supply chain issues for a while there, obviously, but the biggest culprit is skilled labor. For every five skilled tradespeople who retire in 2023, two replace them. Same was true in 2022. Same's been true for the last 15 years. So we've been dealing with some really bad math. We've been discouraging people from a whole long list of totally viable careers. And the skills gap is just one of those unintended consequences that's been with us now. But look, it's also good news, because sometimes things have to go splat before they get better. And until people realize that we all have skin in the game and that we all benefit from a workforce that's truly balanced, where blue and white collar, you know, where there's no judgment placed on one or the other. These are two sides of the same coin. And without both sides, we got no currency.
Yeah, we need each other. That's very important. I have two other quick things I want to ask you about, but where do we tell people to go to find out about the scholarships and how they can apply?
The current application process is winding down in the next week and a half, so there's still some time, but you should hurry. It's microworks.org, M-I-K-E-R-O-W-E, works.org. There's at least $1 million there right now, and we'll be awarding that in the next couple of months.
Great. That's fantastic. Now, Mike, two things. The whiskey is just great. I have to tell you, I'm a customer. I'm a repeat offender. I was dubious at first. I have a discriminating bourbon palate, and you got me with the first bottle, and now I'm a regular. And that's helping the scholarship fund, is it not?
Correct. It's called Noble. It's Tennessee whiskey, K-N-O-B-E-L. It's named after my granddad, to whom Dirty Jobs was dedicated, and the foundation, too. So I just, you know, people ask me over the years, it would be kind of fun, they say, to sit down and just maybe have a drink with you and chat about whatever. So when Dirty Jobs came back, I got a line on some five-year-old bourbon, put my pop's name on it, and it's been a fundraiser for Microworks, and it's done great. And so, yeah, it's still out there.
Yeah, and it's great. And I love you stumble into liquor stores on occasion and sign the bottles. That's always my favorite story. Well, you know, I wasn't judging, Mike. That wasn't me judging.
Understood.
Well, now, you said a lot of people say they'd like to have a drink with Mike Rowe. I think a lot of America listens to the common sense that you approach problems and situations with and think that common sense is needed in more places in this country. Have any or all of the political parties approached you and said, hey, why can't we get you to be part of this? Or is that even of interest to you? I thought RFK would probably try and squeeze you and say, do you want to be my VP? But he didn't, did he?
Well, no, he actually did. And for the first time in my life, I actually considered jumping into that miasma. Ultimately, I passed because, to be honest, Mike, it was I decided this year that the foundation had turned a corner and that I wanted to turn Microworks into Macroworks. And part of what Bobby said to me is, look, what you're doing in the foundation is going to be a huge part of my platform. And if you really want to blow it up, this is a way to do it. And I think he's right, but I also think the country deserves somebody who can multitask better than I can. I'm a single issue guy. Well, maybe two, education and workforce. And it was really instructive, though, you know, talking with him and some other people, too. It just made it clear to me that my little foundation is onto something. You know, and the $8 or $9 million we've awarded so far has made a difference in some people's lives, and their stories are going to make a bigger difference in other people's lives. But I don't think I need to be vice president to make that happen. At least I hope I don't.
Well, you know, Fetterman's already kind of broken the wardrobe thing, so you wouldn't necessarily have to rock the suit every day. Just saying.
No, look, man, all my suits are rubber at this point. So, no, I doubt I would be setting any new trends.
Well done. I appreciate the common sense. I appreciate what you're doing to help people and all the people you've helped already and will help in the future. And Dom Giordano said hello, by the way. He said you're one of his favorites as well. So,
well, give him my regards and tell him to forget about that $20 he owes me. And honestly, whatever good I've done, I can't do it without guys like you and Dom and people who always invite me on their shows to spread the word. We are making a difference. And it's really, really gratifying to see it happen in real time.
In closing, I'm just going to throw this out there. Now, you may never take my call again after you hear this. But if you ever want to come here to the Philadelphia area and do a night where we push the bourbon and do a panel discussion, we would host, like, it's not like it's like pints and politics, but it'd have to be like whiskey and wisdom or something. And it'd all be noble and for a noble cause. Yeah, the door is always open.
Thank you. And, you know, I wrote a treatment for a show a couple years ago. I'm liable to dust off now, called Drinking with Geniuses. And I think you and Dom would probably qualify. So careful what you wish for.
Well, we could film the pilot one night in Bucks County at a lovely bar filled with fans. Mike Rowe, thank you. I know I've pushed the time limit here, but always appreciate everything you're doing, sir.
No worries at all. I appreciate the chance to come on and give my regards to the gang.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
See you.
And there he goes, Mike Rowe. It's 3:50, and I think I'm probably pushing the limit on time here. I better take a break. Opelka in for Zeoli on The Zeoli Show.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.